Hello, my name is Pam Rose. I'm an actress and I was in the original Star Wars, A New Hope. I was in the cantina and I was an alien called Lisa Pserlin. First name I had was Weird Girl, and then it was changed to Lisa Pserlin. And then I had my action figure come out in 2009 and they changed it to Lisa Pserlin. And I think it was really a mess up with when they were manufactured that they spelt the name wrong. Instead of putting an I, they put an L at the end. So I think that's how it all came about. So I didn't know anything about this until about 7 years ago. I retired from the job that I was doing for 20 years and came back into the film business. And my agent started getting fan mail. And then I became involved with doing the conventions. And today I've come down from London to Exeter to do the show here. And next week I shall be in Madrid. And the week after that, I shall be in Germany. So I've been quite busy this year. I was considered an extra, really. We did small parts and things like that. And I did stunt work, and I did standing in, and I did doubling. So anything involved with the business. You know, Star Wars, when we first made it, we never thought that it would become such a phenomenon because, as I say, the first one was done in 1976 and came out in 1977. So it was quite a surprise to see all this going on. And my makeup, I have a really, really big bald head. And so I spent 2 hours every morning in the makeup and 1 hour every night to take it off for 5 days. So I had 2 days extra money just per overtime for the makeup. Stuart Freeborn, who did the makeup. I had to have a full head cast and it was literally like being buried alive. And it was very kind of him. He actually made me a mask of my face, which I can look at now and see pre-wrinkles.
So, well, kind of on that subject, I was going to say, did they ask for your particular dimensions for the action figure?
No.
They just guessed.
They didn't even ask me if they could release it. It was just released because if you're a film extra in those days, and probably still today, at the end of the day when you're paid, you used to sign everything off and no rights at all, unless you were on a contract like for commercials or something like that, where every time they were shown, you got paid. So
how many days shooting was it?
5. But because I was one of the last on set and everybody was made up or dressed up and I was the last one to leave the studio, you didn't really know who was underneath the makeup. Now doing all these shows, as I say, 35 years later, you're meeting all the people again, but we're really all oldies now. People sent candid pictures of me, like, sitting on the set with my feet in the air, knitting, you know, and everybody loves that, you know. Another one of me standing straight, and everybody says, I'm standing in front of the Millennium Falcon. Is that what it was? Nobody come up and said, you know, stand there. Oh, that's a Millennium Falcon. Probably wasn't even named in those days. You know, so, and now I'm in the Star Wars Encyclopedia. And I've got where I came from, what I was doing there, I was hiding out. It's this, that and the other. And
so you've got a full backstory now.
Oh, yes.
You met George Lucas, didn't you, at some point?
I can't remember much about him. You're all busy, you all had your thing to do. No, I don't particularly remember him. But he's made himself wealthy out of us.
So, you played an alien in Star Wars. In Space 1999, you're credited for a few episodes.
Yes.
What did you play in those?
I was Command Center crew. And I did 8 episodes. And I think each one had a different outfit, a different description. And that, again, was sent to me by one of the directors of Space 1999 from America. So, as I say, I disappeared off the scene for quite a long time and now coming back. And I've just finished working on The Iron Lady as well. And 2 weeks ago, I did a film, it's called The Politician's Husband. And David Tennant was the star. So I actually went up to him and I said, you know, I do this memorabilia shows. Please may I have a picture with you? And there was 120 extras. We were all supposed to be MPs. And he said yes. So I have a nice picture of David Tennant. And I've never watched Doctor Who. I did a show in Germany last year, and we went to the stage, and they had a big white screen up, and I was the first to be introduced. And then they had the country music coming on the screen, and all of a sudden, my pictures were flashing up, and there's an American country singer called Pam Rose, and they had me singing. So I had to confess to them the next day, it's not me, I can't sing. That is one thing I cannot do, is sing. But, and another show I was booked to, they said, well, you know, the only thing is we don't think we've got the facilities for you to sing. I said, I sing like a frog. I said, that wasn't me. Oh, dear. My website is www.pamroselesubserlin.com.